Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik salim. Tazida sharafa wa ta'ala Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. The title of it is which is Ya ni'ama ahe saharde katehe. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ni'ama ahe saharde katehe مدینے کی شامو سحر دیکھتے ہیں یہ انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شامو سحر دیکھتے ہیں جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمسوں کمر دیکھتے ہیں تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمسوں کمر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں مدینہ کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان و گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان و گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں پفرت محبت پشوں کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں پفرت محبت پشوں کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں ابوبکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں ابوبکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں
چوپندار زے رو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں چوپندار زے رو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالی پہ صلے اعلیٰ کہہ رہے ہیں ہے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالی پہ صلے اعلیٰ کہہ رہے ہیں ہے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں یہ انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, this very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Ruhmi Bawakt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Markadahu, Hazrat is teaching us here very very important lessons. One is in the part of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A person realizes that he has to just be a beggar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the time begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then a person will see the results of that begging. So he also, Hazrat teaches us, ye in aami ah wa sahar dekhte hai, that now I am witnessing the special gifts of that cries and that sighs at the time of tahajjud. When a person gets up at the time of tahajjud, one, he is begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and then begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the special favors. In other words, in order to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has to climb up the ladder, get the love of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today in our times, we have to climb up the ladder, that is, get the love of our pious servants, our mashayikh, and go up the ladder. Then only a person can get a brief idea what is the great honorable position of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then you can't help just falling in love with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then only a person will get an iota of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, at night I used to get up and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I also want to be present at the darbar, at the honorable royal court of your beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat says, now when I find myself in Medina Sharif, and especially now it is the mausam of Hajj, where our minds, our thoughts should be, one is the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, as Allah Ta'ala says, wa is. They're just there, bring that picture in front of you. It's just like it happened in front of you. In other words, bring that occasion in front of you when Ibrahim alayhi salam was raising the walls, etc. So similarly, bring that picture how the Hajis are now going towards Makkah Sharif, and then going ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allahu Akbar, we all, our hearts should be connected, then we will get the full benefit of, even if we're not there physically. On the other hand, we can be there bodily, physically, but if our hearts are not connected, then we are very, very far away. That is why we have to come here and learn from the mashayikh how to connect our hearts to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Allah Rabbul Izzat, to the Kaabatullah. So Hazrat is saying, ye in aami ah sahar dekhte hai, Madina ke sham o sahar dekhte hai, that now I am seeing the great rewards and the special bounties of the benefit of crying and taking out the deep sighs in the middle of the night, that, oh Allah, please, out of your fadl and karam. From this we learn that only as a beggar, and it is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy and kindness and Allah's Qudra that a person finds himself in the darbar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Hazrat says, now I am witnessing the beautiful, Allahu Akbar, the beautiful morning and the beautiful evening of Medina Sharif. I find myself here because of the special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has accepted my du'as of the night. And from this also Hazrat is teaching us one important, very, very important aspect. To become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has to get up middle of the night. A person has to perform tahajjud salah. As it is mentioned, that if a person does not perform tahajjud salah, laysa min al-kamilin, he will never become amongst the perfect and the close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so beautifully our pious elders have taught us, weak people like myself, who we think we can't get up middle of the night, then inshallah start with a starter pack for tahajjud salah. In other words, immediately after your faraz of fajr of isha, your two rakat sunnat, the time of isha is over, the time of tahajjud has started. And we are in the masjid, we are making our other balance of our salah, just read another two rakat extra nafal namaz with the intention of tahajjud and many other intentions of tawbah, salatu shukr, or you going on safar, etc., istikhara, so that all can be covered and at least a person is counted among those who make tahajjud salah. And a person's name will come in that register where it is mentioned that there is a register by Allah Rabbul Izzat of all the pious from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the last person that will come in the world. So Hazrat says that if you start with a starter pack, at least if your name is not in the top of the list, at least our name will be somewhere in the bottom. And then if we carry on punctually, Allah will give us tawfiq. Now see, to get up middle of the night, it's not easy, it's enjoyable. And then crying that time of the night. Then Hazrat says, who will do this? Jisse aapka ba khabar dekhte hai, usse ghair se be khabar dekhte hai. That those that we see, O Allah, who know about you, who are well acquainted with you. In other words, they have sat in the company of the arifin, those who have recognized Allah. They have come to know, they have got a glimpse of your marifat, your recognition. Now they are just inclined from everything else besides you. Now they don't waste time at night on the internet and sleeping late. Now they can't get up for get tahajjud, you can't get up for fajr. Now after isha, they don't waste their time. If any dini work they have completed, now they go early to bed so they can get early to rise and get that beautiful special moments at the time of tahajjud. And who are those people? Those people who are well informed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah ta'ala himself teaches us, that if you want to know about Allah, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. Allah is extremely merciful. Allah is very, very kind. Allah wants to shower His mercies upon us. But we have to learn how to draw that mercy of Allah. Who, where we will learn from? Jo ba khabar hai, those who know about Allah. Come in their company and see, you will get a glimpse who is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then your lifestyle will start changing. And then what will you become? Ghulami se teri ghulamo ka rutba, malaik se bhi fokar dekhte hai. Now you will become the true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we won't become the slaves of this world, the slaves of our shop, today the slaves of sports, today the slaves of all entertainment, etc. Allah ta'ala save me and all of us, that we realize we are the slaves of Allah. And this is a very, very great honor to be the slave of Allah. That Allah says, Ibadur Rahman, my special servant. In other words, my slaves. And Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of all, came to teach us how to be the slave of Allah. And that is why our mashayikh have taught us. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi used to teach us and say, we learn from our elders, that when you go to Kaaba Sharif, beg Allah Ta'ala for tajalli uluwiyat, that Allah Ta'ala's special focus of tawheed must penetrate our heart. When we come to Medina Sharif, beg Allah Rabbul Izzat for tajalli abdiyat, that how to be the real slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learn from the darbar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, even when I get my plate of food, I am just the humble servant of Allah. I sit on the floor like a humble servant. Today myself, all of us, we should ponder and think that we want to sit on our armchairs and rest and have our meals. whether it's our breakfast, whatever, we should make a firm niyat that I want to be the slave of Allah. And I want to love like the real slave, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And look at Allah Ta'ala's special mercy. When you love like a slave, you humble yourself, Allah raises you higher than the malaika also. The malaika start envying you. Are these angels or we angels? So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality. And Hazrat further explains, now when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, and you go to the rawza of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now what do you witness? What do you feel there? Tajalli jo hai sabz gumbat pe har dam, usse rash ke shams o kamar dekhte hai. Then you'll find that Allah Ta'ala's special focus of nur, Allah's tajalli, Allah Ta'ala's special mercies and special focus, that is every split moment on the Mubarak Rauza of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That even the sky, the bright sun and the beautiful 14 moon, they also envy. That what special light. And Allahu Akbar, the nur of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which was the first thing that Allah Rabbul Izzat created, through the barakat of that, the whole world came into existence. So even the sun and the moon of this world, where can their light ever compare to the nur of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has taught us and taught the world that those that we were lost in darkness, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah sent that beautiful nur, the embodiment of the life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those who realized it, they became rijal, they became men. So Allah give us tawfiq in today's time, so-called modern world, but we have gone into so-called foolish darkness, that we think we are very intelligent, but we are going into darkness. So we have to come out of this darkness, not by going ahead with technology, as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, walk 1400 years back to the life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to Medina Sharif, and follow that life. Then see, even in today's time, the fire servants, the sun and the moon envy them also. Medina ka geographia dekar hum ajab hal qalb wa jigar dekhte hain. And from the friends of Allah, we will learn how to present ourselves in Medina Sharif. Not like today's time, we go to Medina Sharif, we just see the beautiful buildings, the beautiful minaras, all the hotels, etc., and we forget where we are. And sadly, we enter our hotels, and we see the TV, first thing we are want to watch the news, and all other things, and become totally unmindful. The friends of Allah, Hazrat says, that when you're entering Medina Sharif, you picture the old geography of Medina Sharif. How Medina Sharif was situated, how the humble masjid of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the small house of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the king of both the world, but what a small home, and the home of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, all around it. Hazrat says, when we just try and picture that, and that environment, then you see your heart has got a different feeling in your heart. Your heart and your lover will start melting. That this is that Mubarak city from where Noor spread throughout the world. Hidayat spread throughout the world. So this is what we have to learn, that when we come to Medina Sharif, try and picture those gullies of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And don't be overtaken with the outward entertainment that is there nowadays with the shopping centers, etc. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Tasawwur mein aata hai jab sabz gumbad, to iman ko garam tar dekhte hain. Hazrat says, forget being present at the Rauza-e Paak. Just when the thought of Rauza-e Paak comes to you, and in your mind you can just picture the beautiful green dome of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which we all sitting here can now just picture that beautiful Mubarak dome of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then if you picture it in that, what iman, you'll see your iman will increase. Hazrat says, your iman becomes more hotter and more stronger just by Allah Akbar. And this should be a natural thing. As Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, that some people ask, is it permissible to make the tasawwur of your Shaykh, that you think about your Shaykh? Hazrat says, this should be a natural thing. To bring it in your mind on your own, you shouldn't do it. But it should be a natural thing, that my Shaykh taught me this, he taught me that. So naturally that thought always comes. Whether you're on safar, wherever you are, you just think, oh, Hazrat taught us this point. So naturally, the thought of your shaykh is there. So the thought of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shaykh of all mashayikh, and according to how much we recite durood and the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, naturally we should be thinking of the beautiful gumbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Hazrat says, when you get the opportunity to be present there, then how you should present yourself in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bafarte muhabbat, bashoke nazar, hum Madina ki dar wo diwar dekhte hain. That was extreme love and extreme happiness and enjoyment. Forget the Gumbat-e-Khadra, just the walls of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That environment around there, we see it and we get extremely happy. Allahu Akbar. Majnu, who was madly in love with Layla, he says, when I used to pass by the cities of Layla, I used to kiss this wall and I used to kiss that wall. It's not that the city that I love, but walakin man sakana diyar, that great personality to him, his Layla was very great to him, beloved to him. He says, because of her love, I love the city, or I even love the dog of the city of Layla. So how much shouldn't we be loving Madina Sharif? And as we have mentioned, not that today, the hotels of today, just picture that old city of Madina Sharif. And a person just from far, you entering Madina Sharif from far, and you should be enjoying yourself. Now you should be, so to say, you're zooming, going from this side to that side. There's the beautiful city of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming. And then a person now thinks, that look at that picture, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Farooq Azam, Usman Ghani, Haydar, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, anhu ajma'in, tasawwur mein hum unke ghar dekhte hain. Now Hazrat says, bring that whole picture, that geography of Madina Sharif, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house, the Mubarak house there, then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala house nearby, Hazrat Farooq Azam, Hazrat Usman Ghani, Hazrat Haydar radiallahu ta'ala, all these great, great personalities who like moths used to run to the beautiful bright light of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they gave their lives for Allah Rabbul Izzat. They gave their lives for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we just picture this, and what picture? That if we can only become an iota of such great personalities, and we can follow in their footsteps, and we don't get overtaken today with all the propaganda and how Shaitan has fooled the world that this person is a star, that person is, the word star is being totally misused. If you use it in front of a sportsman or in front of a film star, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us to become a star, ashabi kan nujum. These personalities who sat in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they took the noor of the Mubarak life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, these are the beautiful stars. Learn about them, read about them, let our children read about, learn about it. We should be reading Seerah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam daily. We should be reading Hayatul Sahaba with our children and our family. Then they will know who are stars. And then they will say, we want to become like real stars, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Then Hazrat explained that whoever presents himself at Rauza-e Mubarak, you can be who? You can be the kings of the world, you can be the richest man, but see what happens to you. Jo Rauza pe hazir salati hue hai, to pindar zero zabar dekhte hai. The people who thought that we are very honorable personalities, we are kings, but when they come in front of the Rauza-e Park of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great awe of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they just melt. And they forget all their status and position. And this is outwardly, naturally. But those who know about Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our pious elders, with such adab, with such istiram, that they say, we don't even have guts to go close to the Rauza-e Park. They sit at a distance, they stand at a distance, and they present their salat and salam upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is when they know, they have the idea of the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But any person who doesn't even have an idea, but when he comes there, naturally you'll see that person just shakes.
And a sign of Iman is that we are eager to go and visit Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we got fear that where I am the most unloyal servant of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the most unworthy servant. I don't even practice on one sunnah properly. How am I going to present myself there? But Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of His extreme kindness, has kept this doorway open for us. That when we come there and we realize, oh Allah, we are Your sinful servants. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. When Allah has brought us to the Rawdah-e Paak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now just beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And then beg our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, raise your Mubarak hands and for this useless ummati make dua of maghfirat. Allah says, we'll forgive you. So Allah Ta'ala's doors of mercy are open for us all the time. We should be begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat says, jo jali pe salli ala, keh rahe hai, ke akhtar unhe chashm-u-tar dekhte hai. Hazrat says that if you just witness, whoever is standing, outwardly he might be looking like a modern person, whoever he may be, but when he's standing and he's reading, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, the tears are just flowing down. That love that naturally every person has got in his heart, it just starts igniting. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding that daily we take out time to recite durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What great enthusiasm, what love, and beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that Allah puts in my heart, all our heart, the love of every sunnah, the greatness of every sunnah, the tawfiq to learn the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then to practice it and ishaat and spread it throughout the world, starting from our homes. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Last week we read in the Malfoz, in the answer of a question, Hazrat, that a person who was very like depressed, etc. And Hazrat said, it appears that you are reading wazifas without the approval of your Shaykh. So with regard to that, we can read other wazifas which are from the kitabs which we get authentic. But very good it is if we will just get permission from the Shaykh. Then there will be lot of barakat in it. And to start, lot of wazifas which the Shaykh has not prescribed, etc., that can become heavy on a person. And a person then can have negative consequences also. So if we start reading in large amounts and continuously, and we just pursue that all the time, then that can have a negative negative effect on a person. So a person should try and get permission, and then inshallah there will be all goodness for a person. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat of Hadrat, Hadrat is explaining the ayat, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, O Allah, guide us to the right path. Which is the right path? Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. The path of those people whom you have shown your favors upon. So with regard to that, Hadrat explains, Hadrat Murshiduna Maulana Shah Abrarul Haqsab, Damat Rahmatullah alayhi, they farmaya ki ittiba ke ajeeb barkat hai. With regard to this, Hazrat Manna Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he says that we see that following in the correct path, following the path of the Anbiya alayhi mustalatu wassalam, minan nabiyyin wa siddiqeen wa shuhada wa saliheen, there is great, great barkat in following in their path. Ke asal to madbu' اور حسن رفاقت کے اہل انبیاء علیہ السلام ہے. That the actual people that we have to follow, whom Allah has prescribed for us, who our real guides are the انبیاء علیہ السلام. Allah has chosen them and made their life so exemplarily, and Allah Ta'ala has saved them from any and all wrong. So actually it is they, the ones who that we have to follow. ان کے اتباع کی برکت سے انہی کے ذات مقدس پر صدیقین اور شہداء اور صالحین کو بھی عطف کر دیا گیا ہے. دین اللہ تعالیٰ جسٹ بائی فالوئنگ دی انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام دین دوز پیپل ہو بیکیم صدیقین اللہ جوائن دیم ود دیم آلسو شہداء دے آلسو فالوڈ دی انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اللہ جوائن دیم ود دیم آلسو اینڈ دی صالحین آلسو they also followed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So our real teaching is the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And for us, Sayyidul Anbiya, Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we follow in his teachings. And by all whoever follow in their teachings, Allah Ta'ala joins them all and made them one big group. Actually, it is the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But by following them, Allah joined all the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin. Allah joined them all also. Ittiba ki shan aur uski barakat dekho. Hazrat Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that the following in that, following the Anbiya Ali Mustalat wa Salam and the barakat of it, see, ke masumeen par ghair masumeen ko atf kiya gaya. That Allah Ta'ala, those who are masoom, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. But here Allah says, minan nabiyyin, was-siddiqin, was-shuhada, was-salihin. These three, they are not masoom. But because of this ittibas barakat, Allah joined them with the masoom. And now they are joined and their name comes with the name of the masoomin. The name comes with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Now their nisbat is with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Just because of following, now they are counted or they are joined with them. Allah put them with them also. Aur phir pure majmua ke liye wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa ka hukam lagaya gaya. Allahu Akbar. And then for this whole collective group of Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin, for this collective group, the actual is the Anbiya alayhi salam. The others just got came worth also. Because of the ittiba of the Anbiya alayhi salam, then after that Allah Ta'ala said, this whole group, even these others who are not masoom, hasuna ulaika rafiq. How wonderful is not their company. Actually it was the Anbiya, the barakat of following the Anbiya, ittiba. This ittiba is so valuable that when a person follows it, then he is counted amongst them also. And Allah Himself then declares for all these people, for the Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin also, what wonderful, oh, what wonderful people. Their company is so great. Their company is so wonderful. Though they are not masoom like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. کا حکم لگایا گیا کہ یہ تمام حضرات بڑے اچھے رفیق ہیں. That what great company is not their company. سبحان اللہ. معطوف کا قواعد نحو سے ایک ہی حکم ہوتا ہے. So according to the grammar, Arabic grammar, by joining نبیین والصدیقین والشہداء والصالحین, all that they are joined, the same rule applies to all. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are the main. And that according to Arabic grammar also, they are all joined there. For all of them, one ruling. And Allah made it clear that one ruling, حَسَنُ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. بس مُنْعَمْ عَلَيْهِمْ کا صدق ہر ایک پر الگ الگ ہو سکتا ہے. And now this, that they are the ones who are favored by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is on all groups, separately also. Even on the Siddiqeen, even the Shuhada, even the Salihin. So all this, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah explained, it is all because of ittiba, to follow. This is very, very important. Like we also, we all come here, we read the kitab, we listen to the kitab, but the most important thing is now to follow it. If we also follow it, we will be also counted amongst them. If we also follow the teachings, we will be also counted amongst them. Where are we? We know our condition. But Allah Ta'ala's great kindness, just by making the barakat of ittiba, Allah will count us amongst them also. عشق اور محبت اور اتباع کا یہ انعام ہے. This is the reward of love, strong love, عشق of محبت, the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat says, کسی نے خوب کہا ہے, a poet has said, اب میرا نام بھی آئے گا تیرے نام کے ساتھ. Now my name will also come with your name. Like for example, if in the gathering of pious people our name was mentioned, how fortunate are we not? In the kitabs of the pious, our name also, our reference is also made there. How fortunate are we not that now my name has also come with their name. Like that, for example, the ulama write in the Quran Sharif the names of the Sahaba that have come. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, etc. How fortunate are they, their names came in the Quran Sharif. So now my name will also come with their names. And this is all, we all can acquire that by ittiba. By following the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we will be counted amongst them also, that these are the followers of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Also, yeah, on this point, we all should feel happy when our name is taken in this positive way. Though people take it in a negative way, that these are those people who have followed the sunnah, for example. In a mocking way, they say. But it should be an honor for us that we are counted amongst those who follow the sunnah. Or this is a very big Sufi, for example. That you are counted amongst the Sufi is not a small thing. What a great thing. They may be saying it in a mocking way, but to be counted, and then they are acknowledging that this is a Sufi, this is a person who follows the Sunnah, etc. So all those things, that our name is counted among that, we should be happy about that, that Allah gave us that opportunity. And all this is the barakat of ittiba. Any person who, he won't just be called a Sufi or anything, but when he follows, and if Allah gives us the true ittiba, outwardly also and inwardly also. Namaz, just outwardly also, is so valuable. Even if we haven't got concentration, but the namaz with concentration, what to say about that? We have sunnat beard, sunnat amama, for example. It's no small thing, very great. But the reality of a sunnah of the amama, reality of the beard, of sunnat appearance, if the outward, تیرے محبوب کے یا رب شباہت لے کے آیا ہوں. I've just come with the outward form of your beloved. حقیقت اس کو تو کر دے, میں صورت لے کے آیا ہوں. You make it the reality. What to say that? But this outward form is no small thing also. The magicians in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they just came with the outward form. How Allah Ta'ala loved it and gave them the inward, and what inward, what iman Allah blessed them. May Allah in His mercy and kindness bless us also with such iman. So this outward appearance is also nothing small. But if a person got the inside also, then what to say? May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this. Mun'am alayhim sirati mustaqim ki badalul kul hai. This is another beautiful point, and this is the great kamal and perfection of our Shaykh, that he used to prove tasawwuf through grammar also. Otherwise, to prove tasawwuf is usually very difficult. People don't want to accept tasawwuf and the proof of tasawwuf. And the reason for that basically is, what tasawwuf is, islahi nafs, and that goes against the nafs. So the nafs does not want to accept it. That what is what your nafs likes and wants and that, and somebody tells you to do opposite, you how can you? Any person, our children come, they are determined, they want this shoe, they want this, they want that, and we have to tell them no. We know how hard it is. So you can't convince the person. He is adamant. He wants that. So therefore, people deny. But the Hazrat explained it not only from Quran and Hadith, so clear proofs, but even from grammar. And this is really the kamal and the perfection of our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat says, Tafsir Bayanul Quran mein, Hakimul Ummat Thani Rahmatullah Ali ne Arbi Hashiya mein Ruhul Maani ke hawale se tahreer farmaya hai. Mona Thani Rahmatullah Ali has written in his famous kitab, Tafsir Bayanul Quran, from the tafsir of Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali, Ruhul Bayan, ke sirat mustaqim, tarkib nahwi ke aitibar se mubdal minhu hai. That sirat mustaqim, according to Arabic grammar, analysis of sentences. When you analyze sentences, then this is, it is badalul kul hai. It is the complete replacement of the other. Like, for example, we say Mr. Muhammad, the principal, or the principal, Mr. Muhammad. So Mr. Muhammad is the principal. It replaces the word principal. It is it's referring to him. So ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, or Allah show us the straight path. Now the straight path is replaced, it's explained, fully replaced with Alladhina an'amta alayhim. So in other words, it is ihdina sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Oh Allah, show us the path of those people who you showed your favors upon them. And they are the Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, and Salihin. All the other three are also included from our previous discussion on the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. So the actual path, the straight path which we, every person reads Surah Fatiha and accepts it wholeheartedly. But if you look at the explanation of Surah Fatiha, you yourself who deny that, why must we follow these people? We will do what we want to. But Surah Fatiha is telling you that you yourself are asking. In every time rakat you are reading Surah Fatiha, you are asking that I want to be amongst them. Everyone is asking. But in aam, walo ka raasta hi asal maqsood hua. So these people who Allah has favored, these four groups, they are the actual object of our life, that we want to follow them and be in their way. Jis par chalne ke liye unke saath husne rifaqat ki zarurat hai. And now to follow in their way, what is required is husna rifaqat. That is, their company is very good, but good company. Good company is that you, when you go in their company, then you are listening properly also. And you are listening in order to follow also. And you are listening to take also. You are not sitting there and you are like sleeping, for example, or that you are awake but your mind is somewhere else. Or that you have a critical mind, you are criticizing things. No, then you won't benefit. Husna rifaqat. That rifaqat that you want to benefit. You come with an empty heart to take. If you come with a full heart, a full glass, how are you going to get more in there? When you come with an empty glass, you're going to be able to fill in more. So a person who all the requirements of husna rifaqat, those are the ones that benefit then fully also. کیونکہ حدیث پاک میں ہے المرء على دین خلیلہ. In the hadith it comes that a person is on the path of his friend. Who his friends are, he follows that. So if what our friends are like, if our friends are sportsmen, we also like sportsmen. If our friends are businessmen, we also, friends are fishermen, we also fishermen. So if your friends are righteous and pious people, you will also be righteous and pious. So what your friends are, that is very important. To in hazrat se khulla aur dosti aur muhabbat ka matlub hona bhi sabit hua. So from here we understand that to have the friendship of these people, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin, and that what our heart tells us. So Siddiqeen are very few, and it's not easy to recognize them. Shuhada have become shaheed already. Salihin, who our heart tells, this is a salih person. This is a righteous person. Such people be in their company. Be in their friendship, and then all those things will rub off onto us also. ہمارے حضرت مولانا شاہ عبد الغنی صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ نے فرمایا تھا کہ ایک بزرگ سے کسی عالم نے دریافت کیا. حضرت مولانا شاہ عبد الغنی صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ explained that one عالم asked a بزرگ کہ دریافت کیا کہ صحبت اہل اللہ کیوں ضروری ہے. Why is it necessary? You will stress so much company of the pious, company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah, that you must be in their company. Why do you stress it so much? Why is it so important? The kitab is kafi nahi. If we got the kitab's knowledge, our kitab's, isn't that enough and sufficient for us? Why do we still need their company? To farmaya ke aap sahabi kyu nahi hai? Why aren't you a sahabi then? You got the kitab and you're reading about Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa salam, and ulama advise students also, especially when they're in Torah hadith, that you take it as though. Yeah, you have to add the words as though you are in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One whole year from morning to night, you are only rereading hadith all the time. This incident, that incident, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking here. He was sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum there. He was having a majlis there. All the time as though you are in their company. So by that you can become a Sahabi. The kitab is there. So he knew the alim. کیوں نہیں ہے کہا صحابی کے لیے نبی کی صحبت ضروری ہے. In order to become a sahabi, you must have the actual company of the Nabi, of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then you can become a sahabi. Like one person wrote to Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, that in my dream I saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and a person who sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is a sahabi. So I'm a Sahaba. I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Thanvi was Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. He said, yes, you have become a Sahabi, but a dream Sahabi. Not a real Sahabi. In your dream you are a Sahabi. Phir farmaya ke aap tabi'i ban jaye. Then he told him, you can't become a Sahabi. You haven't got the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Become a Sahabi. A person who had the company of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, kaha ke tabi ke liye sahabi ki sohbat ki zarurat hai. For that, the actual company of a sahaba, then you can be a tabi'i. Farmaya acha, tabi tabi ban jaye, become a tabi tabi. Kaha ke uske liye to tabi'i ki zarurat ki sohbat zaruri hai. You have to have the company of a tabi'i. Phir un alim sahab ne kaha, کہ حضرت ہم سمجھ گئے. He says, now we understand that only by company, صحبت, the Sahaba only could become Sahaba by the صحبت of Nabi Ali, not by the kitabs, by reading kitabs. And today anyone will admit whole year Dora Hadith, or Shaykh al-Hadith teaches Dora Hadith kitab for 40 years. And such ulama also have passed that taught all the Hadith kitabs themselves, one ustad. And those of sahab, such ulama also, Islam, what Allah has blessed the ummah with, who knew all the kitabs of by heart, and taught the kitabs of by heart. But with all that, you can't become a sahabi. And you, for sahabi, you'll need the sahabi. And that person, Hazrat Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh, in the khidmat of his mother, what his maqam, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When you meet Hazrat Uwais Qarni, then ask him to make dua for you and for the ummah. What must be his position? That a man like Hazrat Umar must ask him for dua, but he didn't become a sahabi. So, and for one moment, one person, a sahabi saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam in the state of iman, passed away in the state of iman, he's a sahabi. And his rank, the whole ummah can't reach that rank of the sahabi. So this is the value of sohbat and company. Very, very valuable. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this and give us that reality, and to stay in the company of the righteous and the pious, and with that husna rifaqat, with the correct intentions, with the correct adab and etiquette also, then inshallah a person will benefit tremendously. May Allah Ta'ala let us understand the essence of these great messages which our Shaykh has given us here, and that it becomes part and parcel of our lives, and that we take it to heart, inshallah.